Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and this afternoon we've got some great music from one of the tenor sax giants. His name is Arnett Cobb, and he's coming on a little later on. Also, we've got music from Lisa Rich, and we'll listen to how she handles a classic Beatles composition. And we've also got music from the Classic Jazz Ensemble, recording from their album Classic Blues. That's also coming up a little later on. Also music from pianist John Coates as well, probably during the second hour of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and fasten your seatbelts for 2 hours of great jazz.
Watching those football players play. My team was losing, so it wasn't even funny. And old dumb me, I done bet all my rent money. I got so shook, I could hardly even talk. So I got my bass, we went for a walk. We started walking. Now, me and the bass, we got a good thing going. We can stand on the corner and see what legs are showing. Some of the girls that walk by don't like the look of my face, but every last one says, "Can I pluck that bass?" And I say, "Uh-uh, keep walking." Must have walked about a mile or more. I commenced getting tired because my feet was getting so. So I said, "Bass, we walk pretty far. Let's go have us a taste in this soulful looking bar." So we walked in and ordered two. And the bartender, he's standing there like he don't know what to do. So I said, "Hey man, why that blank look on your face?" And he said, "First time in my life I've ever seen a drinking bass." And we tried to walk, but oh man, we was tore up. Oh, I said, "Quit leaning on me, you fiddle with a thyroid problem." I mean, I was seeing double bass, that is. We must have had about round after round. Finally, I got so I thought my insides was gonna drown. I mean, every time I looked down, I saw him shake like jelly. And, well, you know, I can't drink as much of that bass because it's got a much bigger belly. So I said, "Hey, bass, after we get these last two down, let's make ourselves homeward bound." And we started walking. By the time we got home, I'd straightened up. So I walked in my crib and said, "Hi, Buttercup." She said, "Uh-huh, JC, I can tell by that look on your face, you've been out drinking again. You and that old dadgum drunken bass. Now we ain't got no money, and we can't pay the rent. And where we gonna sleep? We gonna sleep in that old funky tent." And I said, "You jive mother, get out of my face. I don't need you, I got my bass." And we started walking, got on out of there. Bye. So, if you've got domestic problems, or whatever may be the case, just save you some money and go buy you a bass. And when your old lady starts that nagging talking, you can just tell her to shut up, take your bass, and go walking. Now, you might say, "Spend all that money? It ain't made of nothing but wood." But you can tell by its shape, must be some kind of good. Let's go walking now. Nah.
music from the Clayton Brothers. Sorry. That was taken from their album entitled Jeff and John, and a song written by Keeter Betts entitled Walkin' Bass, featuring Jeff Clayton on tenor sax, John Clayton Jr. handling the double bass and vocals on that last arrangement, Patrice Rushen on piano, Ron Ischette on guitar, and Jeff Hamilton handling the drums. Excellent album released on Concord Jazz, and I believe that's been re-released on CD. And we're going to feature a little bit of music from the Clayton Brothers this afternoon. The next piece I'm going to play for you is from an album that they made in 1981, and it's called The Clayton Brothers, It's All in the Family. It features, again, John Clayton and Jeff Clayton, as well as Jeff Hamilton on drums. But this time around, we have the late great guitarist Emily Remler and pianist Roger Kellaway. So what I thought we'd do is listen to a number here that Roger Kellaway wrote for a monumental television series called All in the Family. And this was co-written along with Carol O'Connor, who played Archie in All in the Family. This song is called Remembering You.
Thank you.
song written and performed by pianist Roger Calloway. That was Remembering You, the theme song from the hit TV show All in the Family. Roger Calloway was in Ottawa about, I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago as part of the Pianissimo series, and he put on a great performance, and hopefully we'll see him back here in Ottawa sometime soon. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. And if you're trying to get through to the studio, you might be out of luck. The phones aren't working today, and I'm not able to communicate with the listeners out there that might be trying to reach me. In either case, let's move along to another composition. This one is by Percy Heath, the great bassist from the famous Heath Brothers, Modern Jazz Quartet, etc., etc. This song is, I guess this song went out to ex-president Richard Milhouse Nixon. It's called Watergate Blues, and it's taken from the Clayton Brothers album Jeff and John, again featuring Patrice Rushen on piano, Ron Ashett on guitar, and Jeff Hamilton on drums.
Thank you.
music from the Clayton Brothers, and that was a song called Watergate Blues, taken from their Concord release entitled Jeff and John. We're going to conclude this afternoon's special on the Clayton Brothers with a beautiful reading of a composition written by Johnny Mandel and Johnny Mercer called Emily. And this particular version of Emily features the late guitarist Emily Remler very early on in her career. Again, she was featured on this album, and she had quite a career ahead of her until her life was cut short a few years ago. I believe she passed away in Australia, but she was a young up-and-comer, and she really had a lot of talent. And, well, here's an example here of Emily by the Clayton Brothers. Beautiful music from a great band out of the States called the Clayton Brothers, and that was their version of Emily, taken from their album It's All in the Family. Well, we're going to switch gears here and get into a little vocal stylings, and this is a vocalist from the States by the name of Lisa Rich. I thought I'd play some music from her debut album that came out in 1985 for Discovery Records out of the States. Lisa had been playing for a number of years along the East Coast, and she was trained in at the University of Maryland, where she graduated. I think she took some voice lessons there, as well as all-around music education, but her voice is beautiful. The name of this album is called Listen Here, and it features David Kane on keyboards, piano, tambourine, etc. Cameron Brown is on bass, Michael Smith on drums, Mark Cohen is on piano, tenor sax, and also soprano sax, Mike Crotty on trumpet, flugelhorn, alto and tenor sax, flute, alto flute, and bass clarinet, and Jerry Bowles handles the cowbell. I thought we'd start off with a beautiful composition written by pianist Steve Kuhn called The Drinking Song, and then you'll listen to the way that Lisa Rich handles John Lennon and Paul McCartney's classic composition Can't Buy Me Love. This is Lisa Rich on In Transition.
Find my way. Every time I lift my glass, people laugh at me. Won't you tell me how to behave? Here's my hand. Look in my eyes. That's all I ask of. Seems so lost in the past. It's you I love, 'cause my head is clear. Well, most of the time, that's all I ask of you. Really want. To find my way. Every time I lift my glass, people laugh at me. Tell me how to behave. Here's my hand. Look in my eyes. That's all I ask of you. Well, I'm alive. Everyone seems so lost in the past. It's you I love, 'cause my head is clear most of the time. All I ask of you. Thank you. people laugh at me. Tell me how to behave. Here's my hand, look in my eyes. That's all I ask of you. Really want to do. I'm alive. Everyone seems so lost in the past. It's you I love, cause my head is clear most of the time. All I ask of you, really want of you. Well, I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if I make you feel alright. Friend, if I make you feel alright, I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. Give you all I got to give if you say you love me too. Well, I may not have a lot to give, but what I gotta give to you. Well, I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. Can't buy me love, love. Everybody tells me so. Can't buy me love. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things that money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. So do ba do day, ba do you da. So ba do day, ba do ba day. So do ba do ba ba do ba. So do 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 ba. Sweet dee 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 bom dee dee. So ba do day do da. So ba do way ba do ba day ba. Ba dee ba do da. Ba do ba day day day. Ba do ba do ba do ba. Ba do you da. Say ba do ba do ba do day, ba do day ba do do do. Say ba do ba day ba do ba day ba do da. Everybody tells me so. Can't buy me love. No, no, no. Say you don't need no diamond rings. I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. I don't care too much for money. Money, money, money can't buy me love.
Great version of the Beatles' classic composition, Can't Buy Me Love. That was Lisa Rich from her LP entitled Listen Here. And before that, we listened to a track called The Drinking Song. Well, right now, we're going to listen to some great tenor music from one of the greats to come out of Texas, Arnett Cobb. And this is from a recording that he made in the late 50s. It features Ray Bryant on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, Ray Barreto on percussion and congas, and Art Taylor on drums. Arnett Cobb was born in Houston, Texas on August 10th, 1918. He began his professional career playing with Frank Davis's band around the age of 15, and for the next few years it found him playing in different bands in and around Texas. In 1942, his big break came when he joined Lionel Hampton's band as a featured tenor player. He was replacing another Houston product by the name of Illinois Jacquette, and not only did he inherit Jacquette's seat, but he took over Jacquette's most famous solo, Flying Home. The tune had originally been recorded while Jacquette was still with the band, and the great success of this record is history. Yet Flying Home became synonymous with the name of Arnett Cobb. No tune, even the ones that had been written for a particular musician, ever fitted the style of an artist better than Flying Home suited Arnett Cobb. Perhaps it was because of this fact that Flying Home is still part of him after all these years. Well, when these liner notes were written, Arnett was really creating a storm. He passed away a few years ago, but he really is a fine example of that Texas sound of tenor players. Buddy Tate's another person who comes to mind. as possessing that rich tenor sound. Well, let's get started now with some music from Arnette Cobb and his version of Lionel Hampton's Flying Home.
Thank you.
Certainly one of the more electrifying versions of Lionel Hampton's composition Flying Home. That was tenor sax great Arnett Cobb, our other featured artist this afternoon on In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. After Arnett Cobb left Lionel Hampton, it was around 1947, he formed various other bands. And he had a band that recorded extensively for Columbia and OK. Many of its arrangements were written by the great bassist George DeVivier, whose work for the Jimmy Lunceford Band had long been admired by Arnett. In 1956, Arnett Cobb suffered a very, very serious setback. He was involved in a near-fatal auto accident, and the doctors told him that he would never be able to play the tenor sax again. But a strong will and a lot of determination enabled him to keep going. He was handicapped by having to walk on crutches most of his life, and it certainly didn't show in his playing. Arnett Cobb was an extraordinary musician, and we're going to hear some more of him right now from an album that he recorded during February 27th, 1959, in Hackensack, New Jersey. This song is called Smooth Sailing, and it was written by Arnett Cobb for an album that he recorded for Columbia in 1950. The recording became so popular that Ella Fitzgerald later recorded a scat vocal version of Arnett's solo for the Decca label. While this version here is given new treatment, and we have an excellent quintet rounding out this session. We've got Buster Cooper on trombone, Austin Mitchell on organ, George DeVivier on bass, and Ozzie Johnson on drums. Here again is Arnett Cobb's Smooth Sailing.
Thank you. Coyote's, located at 191 Somerset East, is the place to go when you're in the mood to head south. Coyote specializes in authentic Southern-style cooking, from crawfish and blackened chicken to their truly Mexican dishes and Tex-Mex chili. Coyote's has both lunch and dinner menus that have generous portions but lean on price. Coyote's also offers your favorite drinks in economical pitchers. Visit Coyote's for a dining experience you won't soon forget, and rest assured you'll tell your friends. Coyote's, 191 Somerset East, next to the University of Ottawa.
Fine example of Arnette Cobbs playing there on a beautiful rendition of When My Dreamboat Comes Home, as we feature the music this afternoon of tenor sax great Arnette Cobb. Here's a fine example of Arnette Cobbs' ballad playing, and this is a real test of any true musician's worth, if that's the right word for it. Arnette Cobb used to play I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You when he toured the theaters, but he never recorded it before because he felt that so many had done so in the past. This is a showcase for a smooth, relaxed Arnette Cobb, who solos throughout and makes one wonder why he didn't record this tune before. Well, we'll listen right now as we listen to featured artists Buster Cooper on trombone, Austin Mitchell on organ, George DeVivier on bass, Ozzie Johnson on drums, and the great Arnette Cobb on tenor sax, as he plays I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it, music from Arnett Cobb, and a beautiful reading, actually a beautiful rendition of I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You, and that was taken from his LP entitled Smooth Sailing. Well, we're going to shift gears a little bit here and listen to some music from Chicago. This is a band called the Classic Jazz Ensemble, and these next three recordings that I'm going to be playing go out to Gordon Bennett. I showed him the album when he was in this afternoon, and he was kind of excited about what kind of music was on here. And I thought we'd listen to three tracks. This is from their album Classic Blues, released on the Delmark label. It was recorded in 1988, and it features Doc Cottrell on cornet, Armin van der Heijt on clarinet and bass clarinet, Ron DeWar on clarinet and tenor sax, Ralph Norton on bass sax, Jack Kunkel on banjo, kazoo, and vocals, and Phil Pye on drums. We're going to go for three tracks, starting off with When Erastus Plays His Old Kazoo. Following that, we listen to music, a song called Lonesome Road, and then we'll conclude with a beautiful version of Weary Blues. Well, here's the Classic Jazz Ensemble on In Transition.
Thank you. Thank you.
hope you enjoyed that music. That was taken from a band known as the Classic Jazz Ensemble, and it was taken from their Delmark release entitled Classic Blues. And these last three songs go out to you, Gordon Bennett. I hope you like them, and maybe you'll be playing them on your show someday. Who knows? We listened to Weary Blues, Lonesome Road, and When Erastus Plays His Old Kazoo. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM. And time for our other featured artist this afternoon, pianist John Coates. Thought we'd listen to some music from two albums that he released, In the Open Space and another recording I have called Pocono Friends Encore. Thought we'd start off with a live recording from December of 1978. This is a song written by Wilbur Sweetman, and it's called Down Home Rag, and it features the fine solo piano playing of John Coates Jr. Thank you. lovely version of a song written by Jimmy Van Heusen called Like Someone in Love. And that was John Coates Jr. on piano and the late guitarist Harry Leahy. Beautiful, beautiful music. And we're going to continue with some more music from this outstanding pianist. Going back to his recording at the Deerhead Inn, 1978. And this time around, we're going to listen to an original of John Coates, and it's called Prance. Music from John Coates Jr., and that was an original of his called Prance, taken from a 1978 recording live at the Deer Inn, and the song is called In the Open Space. We're going to listen now to more music from his recording that he made in 1980 called Pocono Friends Encore, And this time it's John Coates Jr. paired with the great alto sax player Phil Woods. And I'm going to be featuring Phil Woods in an upcoming edition of In Transition, probably sometime in April. I'm getting that together now. Outstanding musician who's still on the scene. But this is a very good version of Cole Porter's Why Shouldn't I? Again, John Coates Jr. on piano and Phil Woods on alto sax. Thank you. Always Tasteless. That was Phil Woods on alto sax and a beautiful reading of Cole Porter's Why Shouldn't I? Of course, John Coates Jr. accompanying him, or is it the other way around, accompanying each other on that beautiful rendition. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and you've been listening to music from pianist John Coates, and right now we're going to move to another area, and this time it's Jamaica. January 5th, 1931, born in Kingston, Jamaica, Dizzy Reese was an up-and-coming trumpet star on the horizon. And I thought that we'd listen. In fact, Dizzy supplies the theme song for In Transition. It's called Groovesville. I thought we'd listen to two tracks from a recording he made for Blue Note called Starbright. And it features Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. This is how Dizzy Reese describes his upbringing. His father was a pianist, and he played in silent movie theaters in and around Kingston, Jamaica, but he hardly ever got to hear him play. Dizzy's main inspiration came from street parade bands that played around Kingston. Now, Dizzy was only 3 years old when he started running out trying to follow them. He would disappear for hours until they had to send for the police. And then when he was about 7 years old, he would stay out late at night just to listen to a trumpet player called Gabriel, who was working in a club. He would wait around just to be able to pack up his instrument for him and just to get hold of the trumpet. It's amazing how many of these artists started out very, very young in life with this incredible passion and sense of discovery. And Dizzy Reese is another fine example of that. He went to high school for a while and then moved to England from Jamaica. And as soon as England discovered him, Dizzy Reese was gone. He took off to the States and made his mark in the United States and started recording for the Blue Note label. And I thought we'd listen to two tracks. The first one is called The Rake. And then we're going to follow that up with I'll Close My Eyes. And again, we've got Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, the great Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Thank you. very fine vocal playing there of Jamaican Dizzy Reese, very fine trumpet player out of Kingston, Jamaica. And I believe he's still around, although I haven't seen many recordings or listened to many recordings from him lately. This recording that we just listened to was, I think, from the either the late 1950s or early 1960s. And it featured Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, very fine piano playing there, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. We listened to two tracks, the old standard, I'll Close My Eyes, and it looks like the original from Dizzy Reese's fine penmanship, The Rake. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUFM. And we're going to go out this afternoon with music from Frank Wess, a beautiful tenor sax player out of the United States. And this is a recording that he made called Trying to Make My Blues Turn Green. Actually, I think that's the actual name of this recording. But the song we're going to listen to is the old Hal David and Burt Bacharach standard called Alfie. And it features Richard Wyans on piano, Lynn Seaton on bass, Gregory Hutchison on drums, Cecil Bridgewater on trumpet, Greg Gisbert on trumpet as well, Steve Turry on trombone, and Scott Robinson on baritone sax. Thank you. that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Next week, I'll be featuring some Mosaic recordings as well as music from Miles Davis and some music from the great drummer Buddy Rich. Coming up next, we have some very fine German music until 5 o'clock with Patricia. Again, my name is Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next week with another edition of In Transition. Bye for now.